Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
All right, so let's talk about what happened in our story. We saw in the first day that Jack had pushed his mother away, but when she died, he realized what he had lost.
When he returned home, he found his old animals and a note his mother had written to him.
And we learned in the article, in day two of our article, that it was a very long note. And in the note, she first talked about her life and how she came to the U.S.
Yes.
Sort of that sad story.
Oh, and she put the note into the tiger, right?
Right.
Okay. So she was so happy to have a husband and then to have a child who could show her love.
That's right. So she'd left everything behind and she was so happy to have this new family that she could love and they could love her back. And then Jack pushed her away and this hurt her very badly. His rejection of her kind of made her feel as if she had lost everything again.
However, she forgave him and asked him to remember her on Qingming Jie, when the paper animals would come alive again.
That's right. So let's talk about the things we can learn in this important story now.
Reading.
The Paper Menagerie. Ken Liu packs a lot into his story, The Paper Menagerie. Liu looks at the themes of innocence and resentment through Jack's life. As a boy, Jack loves his mother with a childlike innocence. As he ages, though, he loses this and begins to resent her. While this is typical of many teens, Jack also blames his mother's background and their cultural differences.More themes found in Leo's story include the connection between family members and the power of love. Jack's mother pushes past language barriers in order to connect and share with him. Her will is so strong that she is even able to make paper animals come to life with her breath. When Jack breaks this connection, Leo introduces another important theme, forgiveness. His mother's note shows that she still loves Jack more than anything, in spite of him pushing her away. Her love for him is strong enough to allow her to recognize his feelings and forgive him anyway. Sadly, Jack doesn't realize this until it's too late to rebuild their relationship. Ending the story this way encourages readers to avoid making the same mistakes as Jack.
All right, so let's find out who wrote this story. It says here, Ken Liu packs a lot into his story, The Paper Menagerie.
The Paper Menagerie 这本书啊，中文名称是手中纸，心中爱。那它的作者是华裔美籍的刘宇坤。He is an American-born Chinese.
That's right. We call that ABC.
ABC, that's right. 然后他呢，在这本书当中纳入了很多的元素。
Okay, so he probably has had some of these experiences in his own life, maybe. That happens quite a lot when people write short stories like this. All right, it says here in our article, Liu looks at the themes of innocence and resentment through Jack's life.
Theme 这个字呢，它可以指谈话、书籍或是电影当中的题目或是主题。那刘宇坤呢，在书中探讨了 Jack 人生当中的 innocence 单纯天真 ，also resentment 就是不满跟憎恨。
Now these are something that everybody feels at some point. So innocence we usually think of as children when you don't know that much about the world yet, right? And resentment, if somebody is doing something that you don't like and you feel badly saying something about it, you might get this feeling, resentment, and then you get really angry one day and you say, "Ah, I'm so upset."
Right.
Sort of thing.
And resentment usually comes when we are teenagers, right?
Yeah, that's when we usually start learning about resentment. All right, so let's go back in time here to when Jack is still a boy. It says, as a boy, Jack loves his mother with a childlike innocence.
Childlike 这个字呢，很明显的，你看到前面是 child 小孩子，后面是 like 解释为像，所以 childlike 解释为像孩子般的。那还是小男孩的时候呢 ，Jack 用那孩子般的单纯的爱爱着他妈妈。But things started to change when he grew up.
That's right. Now, this happens to a lot of people. It happened to me, I know that. I'm sure it probably happened to you as well. It says here, as he ages, though, he loses this, that's the innocence, and begins to resent her.
那这边的 age 当作动词用是年纪增长，也就是变老的意思。那 age 当然还可以当作名词，指的就是你的年纪。那文章说到啊，随着年纪增长 ，Jack 不像是以前那样爱着他的妈妈。更糟的是呢，他开始对妈妈产生 resentment 憎恨。那这边的 resent 就是 resentment 的动词。
It all started when his classmates made fun of him and insulted his family and those paper animals. That's right. And, you know, that can happen to a lot of kids. When you're different, you want to be the same as the people in your classroom,
right? So
that's
the peer pressure.
Yeah, that's peer pressure trying to make you be the same as everybody else.All right, so this is something that happens to a lot of people, like we said, and that's why we say here, while this is typical of many teens, Jack also blames his mother's background and their cultural differences. So this is typical of many teens to lose this innocence. Now, something that is typical is usual or normal or what usually happens.For example, we could say, it's typical of Jenny to be late, so let's get started without her. That means we know Jenny will probably be late, so we'll just get going.
Typical 这个形容词呢是典型的。其实呢，很多青少年都会经历这样的过程，但 Jack 还把一切的怪到了其他的事情上面。And one of them is his mom's background.
That's right.All right, so we saw that Jack had a lot of resentment for his mother, and a lot of the reason for this is that he's blaming his mother's background. Now, a person's background is their history, or the things that have happened to the person in the past. Now, this can be things like where your family is from, what you studied in school, or things that have made you into the person you are today. Here's an example.My mother likes to study our family's background and the countries they came from.
Background 这个字呢，在文章当中指的是家世、文化背景。那你们现在看着影片，看到我跟 Aaron 后面的这个东西，它也是个 background， 布景、背景也可以。那我们文章说到啊 ，since his mom is from China,she has a different cultural.Background.
That's right. Now, cultural is an important adjective in this story. This adjective describes things that are related to a person's culture. And what we mean by culture are the things, the traditions and customs that people learn to live by because of the other people around them. Now, here's an example sentence. There's been a lot of cultural change ever since the invention of the internet.
That's true. Cultural 这个形容词呢是文化上的。那名词是哪一个呢？就是 culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E,文化。So as Jack grows up, he starts to put the blame on his mom's different cultural background, 也就是他开始不认同妈妈的成长文化背景，还怪罪到那个上面。
Okay, so...That's not the only theme that we can find in this story. It says more themes found in Leo's story include the connection between family members and the power of love. Now, of course, we learned that in day one, his mother tried to connect with Jack.
Right.
Here we're seeing the noun form of that verb connect, connection. Now, a connection is the way that things such as facts,feelings or other things come together or become related to each other. Now, you might have a connection to your family because you all share feelings for one another, and this helps you relate to each other. Here's another example. I think there's a connection between Jack's anger this morning and the voice message I haven't listened to yet.
connection 这个名词呢是关系联系 The connection between A and B 代表是 A 和 B 的连结那我们如果呢把字尾的 ION 拿掉你会看到我们在 Day 1和 Day 2当中学到的 connect 连结那在这本书当中呢我们还看到了家庭成员和爱的力量的连结
Okay, so we saw in that story that Jack's mother worked really hard to build a connection with him, right? And so it says here in our article, Jack's mother pushes past language barriers in order to connect and share with him. Now, what we mean by barrier here is that a barrier is a problem that stops you from doing something or continuing something. Another word we could use is obstacle.
Obstacle.
Something in your way. So in order to keep going, in order to move forward, you need to fix the problems or remove the barriers. You need to do something to get rid of the things that are stopping you.For example, we could say, one barrier to me getting this job was that it required someone who speaks two languages. I only speak one.
Barrier, 这个名词呢是障碍或是隔阂。We have a language barrier,语言的障碍，语言的隔阂。We also have a culture barrier.
Yeah, we say cultural barriers.
Cultural barrier, 就是文化上面的隔阂，文化上面的障碍。What else?
Lots of different things. You could have financial barriers.
经济上面的。
If money is standing in your way.
Yeah.
Economic barriers, which is kind of similar to money sort of thing. But, I mean, there are lots of things for many, many years. Women and people who have different skin colors have had racial barriers. Gender barriers. All of these things that can keep you from doing things or moving forward in your life, right?
Yeah, so here we see the language barrier between Jack and Jack's mom. 但是 Jack 的母亲呢，她打破了语言的障碍，只为达到一个目的。She does it in order to connect and share with Jack.
That's right. Now, we had a phrase in that sentence as well, in order to. Now, we use this phrase to show that we do one thing to make another thing happen. So here, she pushed back the barriers. To connect with Jack.
Right.
So those are the two things. Here's another example. In order to get this job, I learned how to speak another language.
Good job. Good for you. So I just
told you how to get past that barrier.
In order to, 后面会加上一个原形动词代表为了达到某个目的。那 in order 是可以省略的。所以我们刚刚的例句也可以说呢 to get this job,I learned how to speak another language.
That's right.
那书中呢 Jack 的母亲为的就是要跟儿子做连结想要和他分享生活上的一点一滴 and she doesn't give up easily.
That is right. And we have a word for that in English. It says here, her will is so strong that she is even able to make paper animals come to life with her breath.
So we can describe the mother by using this word strong-willed.
That's right.
Strong-willed. Okay, 那接下来呢我们要看到英文练功房咯。那我们今天要讲到的呢是 so, 加上形容词或副词之后再加上 that 的句型代表如此以至于。那记得哦 so 后面可以接形容词和副词两种都行。For example, I was so tired that I fell asleep in class today. 今天我累到上课的时候睡着。那后面呢我们接的是形容词 tired。或者是呢我们可以说 He studies so hard every day that even his mom asks him to go out and play. 他用功到连妈妈都看不下去了妈妈都叫他出去玩。那这边我们看到 so 后面接的是副词 hard。那这边比较另外一个句型哦他把 so 拿掉了换成 such 那有了 such 后面就只能接上名词咯 such 加名词再加一个 that 带出子句意思呢一样也是如此以至于那要记得 such 后面只能接名词 For example, she's such a nice girl that everyone wants to become friends with her 她人好到大家都想要变成她的朋友那再比较一个句型哦也就是 TOO2 加上形容词或副词再加上 TO2 以及一个原形动词的用法它表示啊太点点点了以至于后面的事情是无法发生的。 那接下来的文章也会出现到这个用法。那回到文章， Jack 的母亲他的意志力他的 will 实在是太强大了，以至于可以用他自己的气息他的 breath 使得这些折纸动物 come to life。
Okay, let's talk about the phrase come to life. Now this is what happens when something becomes more real or becomes more exciting. So you might remember back to day one when we learned his mother brings something to life. Now in that phrase, to bring something to life, you're talking about another person doing this to something else. The phrase come to life is the thing that is actually becoming more real or more exciting. So in this case, the animals.
Come to life 是活过来的意思，或是让事物变得栩栩如生。Or like in our day one article,、mm-hmm. we can say she's able to bring paper animals to life,
That's
right?
That's right.、Mm. All right, so let's continue on in the article. It says, when Jack breaks this connection, Leo introduces another important theme, forgiveness.
所以接着故事呢就进到了原谅的主题。Even though Jack broke his mom's heart,、mm-hmm. her love to him was still unwavering.
That's another good phrase,、mm. to break somebody's heart. All right, so it says, his mother's note shows that she still loves Jack more than anything, in spite of him pushing her away. Okay, so we're saying this phrase, in spite of something.Now, we use this phrase to show that one thing does not affect or change the way another thing happens. So, Jack's mother still loves him, even though he was not very nice to her.
In spite of, 这个片语呢代表的是尽管的意思。那后面啊，记得要加名词或动名词哦，因为它是一个介系词片语。那我们也可以把in spite of 换成 despite 这个字，后面一样加上名词或动名词也是尽管的意思哦。那尽管 Jack 一直拒绝自己的母亲，他妈妈对他的爱还是不曾改变。那我们补充，如果今天我不能够用名词或动名词搞定的话，我要怎么样去变换这个句型呢？我们可以说 in spite of the fact that 再加出一个子句来表示，或者是Despite the fact that 加上子句，所以代换回文章呢，我们可以说 In spite of the fact that Jack keeps pushing his mom away, she still loves him more than anything.
All right. Okay, so it says here her love for him is strong enough to allow her to recognize his feelings and forgive him anyway.
那也因为他对儿子的爱，让这位母亲呢能够了解儿子的感受，并且原谅他。
Mm-hmm. It also says here, sadly, Jack doesn't realize this until it's too late to rebuild their relationship.
那这边我们就出现了刚才带过的 to 加上形容词或副词，再加上 to 以及一个原形动词，表示太点点点，以至于后面的事情无法发生。给同学们一个例句了。For example, after hearing the news, she was too shocked to speak.、
Mm.
代表在听到消息之后，她太惊讶了，以至于说不出话来了。那文章说呢，当 Jack 了解到这一切的事情之后，已经太晚了。It's too late for him to rebuild their relationship.
That's right. Okay, so a relationship, this noun, is a connection between people and the way they feel aboutone another and how they behave or act with each other. Now, there are lots of different kinds of relationships. There are husband and wife relationships. Mm-hmm. We call those marriages. Friend relationships. We call those friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Sibling relationships. Working relationships. Relationships between teachers and students.
Yeah.
Everything. Any way that people are connected. Here's an example. Hank and Jamie are having trouble with their relationship,So I think they're going to break up soon.
Oh no. Relationship, 这个字呢就是相互的关系。
All right. Now, there is a special reason that Ken Liu kind of included such a sad ending here.
Yeah.
It says, ending the story this way encourages readers to avoid making the same mistakes as Jack.
Oh, 所以这样的故事结尾也鼓励读者不要犯了像 Jack 一样的错误。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't put the blame on your mother.
Right.
Because of her background.
Show your family your feelings for
and
them.
And your love.
Exactly. Mm. All right. Well, that is the end of today's story. We are going to finish up today with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So our For You Chat question for today is, how do you show your love for the people in your life? Mm-hmm. Could you do anything differently?
Well, here in Taiwan, I show the love for the people in my life by maybe buying them a small gift, by sending them messages to see how they're doing, by spending time with them, by showing them that I really care about them. But since I'm so far away from my friends and family in Canada, I actually show my love by writing them a letter. I write my family a letter once a month.
Good,
and
nice.
And my friends, I'll talk to them on the chat programs, but I always send them a letter on their birthdays.
Mm-hmm. So for me, even though my parents and I, we all live in Taiwan, Taipei, but we don't live together in the same house, I always make sure to text them every day.
Aww.
And to say goodnight and I love you both to them.
That's very sweet. All right, if I could do anything differently, I would probably maybe send more emails, I think.
Send more cards, letters.
Yeah. All right, well, what about you guys? How can you show more love to the family in your life? How do you do it already? You guys can chat. We are finished for the day, though. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Paper Menagerie. Ken Liu packs a lot into his story, The Paper Menagerie. Leo looks at the themes of innocence and resentment through Jack's life. As a boy, Jack loves his mother with a childlike innocence. As he ages, though, he loses this and begins to resent her. While this is typical of many teens, Jack also blames his mother's background and their cultural differences. More themes found in Leo's story include the connection between family members and the power of love. Jack's mother pushes past language barriers in order to connect and share with him. Her will is so strong that she is even able to make paper animals come to life with her breath. When Jack breaks this connection, Leo introduces another important theme, forgiveness. His mother's note shows that she still loves Jack more than anything, in spite of him pushing her away. Her love for him is strong enough to allow her to recognize his feelings and forgive him anyway. Sadly, Jack doesn't realize this until it's too late to rebuild their relationship. Ending the story this way encourages readers to avoid making the same mistakes as Jack.
Vocabulary Review.
Typical. Noodle soup is a typical dish in many Taiwanese restaurants. Background. Edwin wrote about his family's background for his essay, telling his teacher more about his life. Cultural. The two countries share a cultural history that connects their beliefs and traditions.
Connection. Tom and his daughter have a strong connection that cannot be broken by a simple argument.
Barrier. Rudy's lack of Japanese created a barrier in communication while he was working in Japan. Relationship. My parents don't speak much with my wife's family because they have a very poor relationship.